Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
God has created us to see as he sees. You, in Christ Jesus, have the ability to see into the unseen dimensions of the kingdom of God because the King lives in you. Jesus said that he only did the things that he saw his Father do. He had the ability to connect with the Father's heart, to see his purposes and to fulfill them, and so do you. Would you like to develop in those abilities to be able to connect with the Father in that way and see as he sees? Well, today's guest is an expert in that, really, because he's had encounter in the seer dimension. And Jonathan Welton, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. You are the author of The School of the Seers, a very popular book, in fact, a bestseller in many venues. And this book has helped so many people enter into the realm of the seer anointing. So what I'd like to do, first of all, is ask you, how did you become aware of this realm and its availability to you?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home. I was homeschooled and raised in actually sixth generation Christian. And so we were already Christian, but not so much on the hearing from God, having visions type of Christian until I got to my teen years. And I started to hear that there was more available to us than I had been told all my life. And so I began to pursue the prophetic, dreams, visions. I became a voracious reader and going to conference after conference to learn about these things.
It says in the Bible, if you seek, you'll find.
Yeah.
And if you knock, the door will be open. So that's what happened for you. You're
a
pursuer.
He's a rewarder of those
things that you wanted.
Yeah. He rewards those who diligently seek him. And so I was going after it, and I had some experiences which led to the book being written. It took about 7 years to put the book out and write out everything the Lord had put in my heart.
Right.
But it was a long experience of growing in visions and dreams and learning about this realm that I didn't even know was there for us.
Wow. Now, you had an encounter initially also where you're almost like your physical eyes were open to see into the spirit realm. Can you explain that encounter with us?
It was very overwhelming. As you're saying, it was, you know, it was 30 days. And I started by going to there was a prophet who had come to the local area. And so I'd gone to his meeting to hear about, you know, what is prophecy? How do we operate in this? And so he calls me out of the crowd, has me stand up. And he gives me this word, and he says, you're going to start to see more than you ever wanted to. Well, at the point that he says that, I didn't even have any desire to see. I just wanted to hear, and it triggered something. And so I went home that night, and I'm seeing fire on my bookcase. I'm seeing...
Almost like just immediately?
It was like a switch flipped.
Like one prophetic word.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to... Yeah. Just kind of insert this a little bit right now, because our ministry, of course, loves the prophetic.
Right.
But it's
right.
Like one prophetic word, we've seen it over and over again, can touch a person's life. If you have never had a prophetic word that has done that, you know, I'm sure God is going to deliver one. Look for it and ask for it, because one word can transform everything. And that's basically what happened with you. He gave that one word and God landed on it. And then before you know it, you're having these open visions.
Yeah, for the next 30 days approximately.
30 days,
it was
my goodness.
I stayed home. I called off from work. I said, I don't even want to leave the house because I'm seeing stuff everywhere I go.
And it was. So you were seeing into the unseen dimension.
It felt like there were two rooms in the same room. Like there's the room where we're sitting right now, but there's also another room where there's angels and demons and objects that are stuck in people and... So I'm seeing both at the same time, one interposed over the other. And so it was the spirit and the natural sight at the same time.
Jonathan, do you think that's what Jesus was meaning in John chapter 3? I think it's verse 13 in the King James Version. It reads, "No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven." And he was describing like two realms at the same time, because he was in the natural talking to Nicodemus. But then he's saying the Son of Man who is in heaven at the same time he's talking in the earth. So it's almost by location, living in two realms at the same time. Was it like that?
And that should be true for all of us now after the cross. I mean, we're seated in heavenly places. This is not, you know, yes, Jesus experienced it. And we have all the stories of what that looks like.
Right.
But it's available now.
Yes.
And I didn't know it was available. So he put it on full blast, overwhelmed me
so
for a month.
So you would never doubt it.
Yeah, I could never look back and say, oh, was that me or was that him? It was overwhelming.
Right.
And then it really started to shift, because it actually started to decline after a month. And I thought, did I break it? Did I sin? Did I mess this up? And he showed me a switch, like a wall switch that has an on and an off. And he said, for the last month, I turned it on full blast so you could know how this this realm is real and what's going on there. But now I'm starting to turn it off, and I'll teach you when to turn it on and turn it off.
Wow, nice.
So that was really a shift for my life.
Yeah. So there's probably a couple of things you went through. Number one, you were sad that the dynamics of it wasn't as strong. But number two, kind of a good thing that you would have the ability to walk with the Spirit and control it a little bit more too, because like you said, you couldn't even work or anything. You had to take time off work, so you can't live too long like that.
That's right. We see Revelation 1:10, John says he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, which tells us a few things. One, he knew how to go into the Spirit, and he knew how to come out.
Right.
And a lot of people, they just want to maybe live in the Spirit all the time.
Right.
But we have to wash dishes and change diapers and take care
of
kids.
And Jesus lived in the earth.
Absolutely.
He had to walk to where he was going in his meetings or take a boat.
That's right.
You know, he wasn't always...
or walk across the water.
Exactly. But he wasn't always walking in the realm of the supernatural. He was both. He was natural and supernatural, and that's
absolutely
what he has for us to be too.
That's healthy to have it all. Both
right
sides
on. Jonathan, do you think that like I've noticed in the Bible, let's take for example the day of Pentecost, okay?
Yeah.
It was this big dramatic outpouring, huge, okay? And all of them are speaking in tongues, and it was a sovereign outpouring, because I don't even think they really knew what that was going to look like.
Right.
So they were hijacked, okay?
Right.
But they were all speaking in tongues, and all this stuff was happening. But now all believers can access that, but they might not all have that dramatic encounter.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes God, when he wants to break something open into the earthly realm, he will pour out his Spirit in a sovereign way or a dramatic way to catch our attention so that we'll seek it deeper. So eventually we can operate by faith, because the Bible says the righteous live by faith, not by sovereign encounters.
That's so good. And I have a picture for that, that once in a while he'll take someone, and it's kind of like if you had them pulled up onto this chair. And so you have that sovereign experience. The goal is not just to create a ministry around the person standing on the chair, but the goal is the person on the chair can say, this is what's possible.
Right.
And they can begin to pull other people up.
Awesome.
And so, that's exactly our heart too.
Yeah, because it's our faith. Like, I don't have too many sovereign encounters. You know,
right.
Like, most of it is like when the Holy Spirit highlights something and I follow it. It's a faith response, but I believe.
Yes.
And so then I encounter because of belief, not because of, you know, because if the word doesn't come to you, or if encounter doesn't come to you, you can go to it. We have
there
access through our covenant.
Absolutely.
To access all that's in the glory realm.
Yeah.
All that's in God is available to us. So that's exciting. But let's go back to your vision.
Yeah.
The 30 days of vision.
Yeah.
Now, this was day and night, too, wasn't it?
I had a lot of dreams. I was able to sleep, but it was pretty much nonstop.
Just this visionary dimension.
Yeah.
So what kind of things did you see? Was it just spiritual activity, or was it prophetic things that you saw coming ahead, or what did you see?
Well, that double layering had such an effect that if I went to, let's say, a store and there's a lot of people, You'd see colors around people, you'd see light, you'd see darkness. But really the thing that probably freaked me out the most, because I had felt and been aware of demonic stuff before, but I think what surprised me was the objects that were stuck in people. Swords, spears, mm-hmm. arrows, daggers. And we read the Bible with such a flat literalism nowadays, mm-hmm. and not understanding, like, Ephesians 6 talks about the fiery darts of the enemy.
Right, and there really are fiery darts
and
of the enemy.
And people have them, yeah, and they get stuck, and there's offenses, and there's wounds, and those emotional injuries and mental injuries that people mm-hmm. get in relationships are not just in your heart. Like, they represent in the spirit realm, they look like things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand that. I just saw objects, and I just thought, this is really creepy. Like, it was overwhelming.
Right.
But the Lord started to teach me what that was, but at first it was just scary.
And so, I remember in one of your testimonies, I heard that there was this woman that you were ministering to, and you saw all these swords, and every sword that was in her, and they were in the front, in the back. I mean, that must have been creepy for sure.
Yes.
But each sword had a representation of something, like, it could be, let's say, bitterness or unforgiveness. I forget what it all was now. But the Lord showed you how to deal with them so she could be set free.
And sometimes it's even more specific. Like, I'll see a name, and I might not know who this is, and I'll say, you know, what does Michelle mean? And they'll start weeping, and okay, and they'll tell me the story of this horrible relationship or something, and the Lord will bring healing to that. And then as just a prophetic act, I'll say, okay, we're removing that, we pull it out, and we forgive, and we release healing over that area. And we've seen physical healing come along with the emotional healing at the same
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
So
and
amazing.
That's tremendous. That's the kingdom coming to earth.
There you go.
Is that when we see the annihilation of the enemy's plan by the power of God. And and it must be so exciting when you see that even though you might see, you know, a demonic attack, but when you know that the Lord's revealing that to you so that you can deal with it, and then you see the miracle, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And that person will come to know Jesus in a deeper way because of that.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So this is actually called a seer anointing, and there's a lot of oil on it right now. The Holy Spirit, I'd say, has been highlighting this whole subject of the seer for at least 5 good years, okay? At
Absolutely.
Least 5 good years with everywhere you turn, you're hearing about it. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't just randomly highlight things. Mm. It's for a purpose. So what do you feel His purpose is? Because there's so many people that are entering into visionary encounter these days.
Oh, I love that question. I think that the Lord has been restoring things to the church that have been missing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And discerning of spirits is on His schedule right now. Mm-hmm. And so when we say seeing in the Spirit, that's not necessarily prophecy. It's very often it's discerning of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really what He's focused on is this gift has been ignored, misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
People think it's just for deliverance. It's so much more than just for deliverance. Mm-hmm. And so discerning of spirits is what the Holy Spirit is trying to bring back to the body of Christ right now.
Right on. Now, in the Old Testament, it says that that the prophets were called seers before they were called prophets.
Yeah.
And so they could see into the plans and agendas of God for the future. Now, have you experienced any of that in your seer journey?
Yeah, definitely. I think of John 16, where He says the Holy Spirit will come and He'll bring all these things to your remembrance, and He'll show you things to come.
Right.
And there's that dimension of it where I know, at least in a small way, whenever I feel deja vu, I realize I've had a dream about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here. I've done this exact thing, and in the spirit first. And so there's that. And then there's more clear things. Really, most of our ministry has been built on prophetic words that we believe, and we war with them, and we go after them.
That's awesome.
And so he's shown me through other people's prophecy. He's shown me through my own visions.
Mm-hmm.
In the natural, I'm really kind of introverted, and so I spend a lot of time with leather journals and listening to the Lord and writing things down. And I'll get a word for each year, and He'll show me what's going to come. And And
I love it.
Yeah,
and that's
I love
for
that.
Every believer too, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes, you know, believers might think, well, that's Jonathan Welton. I mean, after all, he wrote the book of the School of the Seer. I mean, of course he would see, but what about me? No, it's for all of you.
Amen.
That's why God establishes fivefold ministry in the body to equip you to do the same thing so that you can flourish in the things of God. And so I'm excited for you because there's going to be enhancement on the seer anointing. I know it because it's the time for it. The Spirit's cultivating it within His church. Yeah. And there's a good reason we're going to need to see clearly the purposes of God.
Yeah.
So I'd like to talk a little bit, Jonathan. I know that this is a passion of your heart too,
yeah.
is because what I've seen in the body, and perhaps you have seen also,
sure.
is that, you know, all the supernatural dimensions, like
yeah.
the miracles and the prophetic seeing ability and the dreams and angelic visitation, all that,
yeah.
it's all very exciting.
Yeah.
But sometimes people move into that at the expense of not developing their walk in the Lord, their character, their foundations,
yeah.
their theological foundations, which
sure.
also need to be
yeah.
strong.
Yeah.
And to be a good prophet, you need to have good theological foundations for
yes.
sure, because
yeah.
everything has to be founded and grounded and confirmed by the Word of God.
Yeah.
And the other thing is just our submission of our faculties unto the Spirit.
Mm.
So, for example, in the seer dimension,
mm-hmm.
what you see, even in the natural,
yeah.
is important to make sure it's consecrated for holy purposes.
Yes.
And in a day
yeah.
and an hour where there's so much
yeah.
you know, addiction to pornography, for example, as far
yeah.
as being one thing, and also television
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the internet with so many like
yeah.
violent things and, you know, supernatural things. When we
yeah.
feast our eyes on these things, that actually does go into the soul and disturbs the water, right, that flows out?
Yeah, that's right after School of the Seers, the Lord really started to put that on my heart. And one of the next books that I wrote was called Eyes of Honor. And Eyes of Honor really goes into that because it's such a... It's not just about getting people to stop looking at the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... We've been trying to get back from negative 100 to
right.
zero.
Right.
But we're not taking on a kingdom vision.
Right.
See, if we can... not just objectify women, but understand that women are our sisters in the Lord, we can have a kingdom family, that we can bring heaven to earth in
right.
another way.
Right.
And so there's so much of that that we have to go beyond just stopping bad behavior to go all the way over to how does Jesus see people?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, really behind the seeing in the Spirit is that we're not just having visions and experiences for their own sake, but we're actually taking on God's view.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing things the way He sees them. So if you have an offense in the way, you can't see someone properly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're objectifying, you can't see them properly. So when we can get His view of things,
right.
we bring heaven to earth in our life in a way that is beyond just not doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently
the yeah. human brain, like it can't really be two places at the same time.
Right.
So if you're
yeah.
saying, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, that's what you're
yeah.
focused on, actually what you can't do.
Yeah.
But if you were to, like the Bible teaches us to see ourselves in Christ.
Yeah.
So if I can see, and my mind is in agreement, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus,
mm.
I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I cannot be focused on me being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus
yeah.
and then trying not to do something at the same time.
It's true.
If I'm focused on being righteous, I will do righteous.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yes.
I love it.
And we see, I call it the but rather revelation, and we see it in Paul's letters. See, in the old covenant, you have no, don't do this. But in the new, you see with Paul, he gives a list of instruction like, don't be angry, don't have bitterness, don't have these things. But then he does the but rather.
Mm-hmm.
And the but rather is always the opposite. So
mm-hmm.
instead of offense, let's say, he says, don't be offended, but rather work in forgiveness.
Right.
So it's a concept of if I say, don't think about an elephant.
Right. You'll think about
what are you
an
thinking
elephant.
About? An elephant. But if I say, but rather think about an orange.
Right.
you're not thinking about an elephant. You're
exactly.
thinking about an orange. So we have to point people to the
direction. I love it. Because I see so many Christians struggling, saying, oh, I've got to work on this, I've got to work on that, and you know, I can't do this, and I can't do that. And it's like they end up doing it.
Absolutely.
Because that's where their focus is. That's what they're seeing.
Yes. The other question, you were talking about the foundations, and so often we say, okay, we want to move in these mystical realms, but we also, we need to be grounded in the Word, which is true and wonderful. Mm-hmm. But so often we think, okay, so a proper understanding of the Word, where do we get that? And that, I think, has been disconnected for people. It's kind of like where Jesus says, you err not knowing the power or mm-hmm. the Word. And there's not knowing the Spirit or the Word, and as if those are two opposite things, and they need
and
to go together.
They do need to go together. Yeah. Now, you've written a book just recently. It's come out. It's called Understanding the Whole Bible. That's quite the topic.
It's an audacious
title.
The
Kingdom and the New Covenant.
Yes.
And so this is a beautiful work where you invite people. You know, because you've been brilliant at igniting the seer gift in people, but also you care about the foundations that they are seeing from. And that is just as important, in fact, more important in a way, so that we can grow strong in who we are and who God is in us and we are in Him and this whole kingdom picture. So
Let me share there's a very personal story that I don't share very often, but I had an experience with the seer stuff where early on I had a very talkative angel. The Lord had given me one that helped me acclimate to prophetic and dreams and visions, and he was funny, and I'd see him smile and made me very comfortable, because I kind of needed to be comfortable with that realm.
Right.
And things started to change one day where I really felt like something was going to change and shift. And I'm praying, and I see that angel says to me, he's been reassigned. And so this other angel comes in the room, and that's been the one that's been with me for a long time now. But I didn't understand this one. He almost never talked. He was very intimidating. It was just an overwhelming experience. And so I didn't understand for a while. I went to a meeting, and a friend of mine came up and said, something's changed, you have a different angel. And he starts describing it to me, and this one was almost scary, the way it looked and always being so quiet. And he said, what it is the Lord's given you a theology angel, and you're going to begin to write things that shift people's understanding of the Word to understand it correctly, to understand mm-hmm. things that we've missed for years. And so with that shift, my writing style has changed. What I cover has changed. And so this is the newest book, and it's 450 pages, and it's an audacious title to say Understanding the Whole Bible. But really, the Lord has given me some insight into the history and the covenants, and it really, you know,
and
what
when you have the right lens.
Yeah.
Right? A lens of understanding, and you read the Bible, it's totally different.
What's been missing for people is the heart of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the Old and you're confused and you see floods and you see Sodom and Gomorrah and you see these things and you wonder, is this the Father of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Lord's shown me, is some understanding to unveil the heart of the Father. And that's
beautiful.
Been the great revelation there.
And, you know, our viewers can find out more about this because you've started an academy.
That's right.
And they can go on your website, which is on the screen right now, and connect with that, where they can get more teaching and more instruction.
Wonderful.
On all these subjects, and that they can grow in the Lord from that. But I want to just release you right now into growth in the seer anointing, because it's what God desires for you. In dreams and visions and visitations and encounters. That's what every believer has access to in the Spirit of God. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, I just decree over you the blessing of the Lord, that your eyes will see, that your heart will see, that your life's experience will be an expression of that which you see in the kingdom of God. And so I bless you with that. And if you want more teaching, go online, get the School of the Seer book, and go on Jonathan Welton's website and find out more about the Academy. And also go on XP Ministries' website. We have a lot of material there, like the Glory School and prophetic training and all of that, that you can just get connected to in that. The other thing I wanted to just share with you is that as a ministry, we have what's called the Shiloh Web Church, which is a church that you can connect to online, where you get your own personal pastor who can help nurture you and pastor you in the things of the supernatural. And for those of you that are watching that do not know Jesus yet, He loves you with an everlasting love. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now. And He's saying, if you will let me in, I will come in. I will forgive your sin. I will give you a brand new life in me, an eternal life. And so just ask Him now. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sin and give me eternal life. And He will. We'd love to hear from you if you prayed that prayer, because we have some things that we can send to you to get you established in your faith. We'll see you next time. And for everyone, remember this, that God does love you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Tune up your spiritual radar with Patricia King's dynamic book combo, Ears That Hear and Eyes That See. Learn to hear the voice of God and see into the spiritual realm. For only $20, receive this two-book combo and Patricia King's CD teaching, Learn to Hear God's Voice. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 320. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now. Have you ever wished that the spirit realm could be more real to you? Have you ever desired to interact with the kingdom of God in a more tangible way? Well, just as God gave us 5 natural senses to interact with the physical world, He gave us 5 spiritual senses to connect with the spiritual world. Develop your 5 spiritual senses to see, hear, taste, smell, and touch the spiritual kingdom of God that dwells within you. In this series, Patricia King instructs you to identify your gifts and helps you develop a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Order today and receive the book, workbook, 4 CD set, and USB drive for only $60 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 355. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.